Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. It will be a slightly shorter episode this week because it's the Boys Brigade enrolment service. So I'll just be doing a short talk that I'll be sharing with them. So first of all, let's commit this time into God's love and care. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather online. Though we are listening in many disparate homes, we are united by you and by our faith in your Son. Pour out your Spirit upon each one of us, and we offer you our attention and our worship. In Jesus' name, Amen. The reading is from Hebrews chapter 5. Chapter 6. And verse 19 and verse 20. We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus, a forerunner on our behalf, has entered. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that as we reflect upon these verses, that you will give us wisdom by your Spirit, that you will speak to each one of us. In Jesus' name, Amen. What is the Boys Brigade emblem? What does it consist of? Many of you all know that it is an anchor. What is their motto? Some of you may have belonged to the Boys Brigade in the long and distant past, or not so distant past. And the motto is sure and steadfast. It comes from our reading that we've just read from Hebrews 6, 19. We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Our hope is like an anchor. It keeps us connected to God. Or it is better to say that our anchor holds us. Jesus holds on to us through all the ups and downs of life, through all the storms. And we've been through some storms in the last 21 months. Our faith and trust in God can seem weak at times and sometimes even disappears altogether. But then we need to remember and believe that it is not about us holding on to God, but God holding on to us like an anchor that is sure and steadfast. An anchor that will not break no matter how fierce the storm. I woke up this week with this song in my head, and it fits perfectly with our theme. It is called You Never Let Go, by Matt Redman. The chorus goes, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. If we turn to Jesus, he will never let go of us. He is the sure and steadfast anchor of our souls. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you never let go of us, that you are a strong anchor in our lives, that you hold us, that you love us, that you accept us through all the ups and downs of life. Help us to remember that we are anchored to you through Christ, and you will never let go of us until you bring us home into your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's move now into a time of intercessory prayers with some space in between to bring your own prayers. Listen, God is calling. As he called his chosen people to be a light to the nations, as he called the disciples to follow Christ, the chosen one, listen, God is calling. listen to God's voice calling to us from the world, in the weak voice of the powerless, the desperate voice of the poor. Saving God, open our ears to your call. Help us to follow you. Listen to God's voice calling to us in the church, in the joyous voice of worship, the challenging voice of God's word. Saving God, open your ears to your call, open our ears to your call, and help us to follow you. Listen to God's voice calling to us from within our community, in the hesitating voice of the stranger, the trembling voice of the fearful. Saving God, open our ears to your call. Help us to follow you. Listen to God's voice calling to us through those we love, in the struggling voice of the sick, the sad voice of the bereaved. Saving God, open our ears to your call. Help us follow you. Listen to God's voice calling to us from within ourselves, in the still small voice of the Spirit, the wordless voice of love. Saving God, open our ears to your call. Help us to follow you. We bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Generous God, we pray for the grace to be your faithful followers and committed servants, in the name of Jesus Christ, who came to serve, to seek, and to save. Amen. And I'll close with a blessing. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts, transform your lives, and brighten the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. See you next week. Go well and God bless.